Today we celebrate the memorial of St. Anthony, the abbot, the founder of monasticism. Lived in the 3rd century. He was born in 251. His parents were Christian, and he was brought up Christian, and he spent all his time at home. His parents kept him at home, so he didn't really go out much and was not educated. And yet at the age of 20, his parents died, and he was left with his younger sister, who was very young. And he inherited all the property of his parents, who were wealthy, and had 200 acres of fertile land. And he gave the best lands to his neighbors after he read this gospel. About 6 months after his parents died, he was praying to God what he should do with his life, and he went to church and heard this gospel here, where our Lord said, "If you want to be perfect, go and sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and then come follow me." So he took these words as being spoken to himself, and he gave the best part of the land to his nearest neighbors, and then sold the rest, almost all the rest, and gave the money to the poor. He saved a little for himself and his sister. And then some time after that, he went back to church and he heard the gospel where our Lord said, "Don't worry about tomorrow." And then he sold the rest of his goods and gave them to the poor and put his sister into a nunnery. And just lived nearby his hometown and lived an ascetical life. And he would go and visit as many wise men as he could find and try to learn their virtues. And he would learn one virtue after another by observing the holy life of the men that he heard were holy men. And so he would grow in virtue in that way. And at the age of 35, he crossed the Nile and went up to a mountain in the desert and lived up in the top of the mountain and some ruins up there. And he lived there for 20 years and wouldn't see anyone and just stayed up there and prayed and worked and lived a life of contemplation. People would go to see him, but he would only speak to them through the wall. He wouldn't see anyone. And he had a friend that came and brought him some bread every once in a while. He lived on bread and water for the rest of his life, and sometimes he wouldn't eat anything for 3 or 4 days, but he would eat one meal of bread at sunset. Bread and water, maybe a little salt, and when he got older, he added a little oil to his bread. So he lived that life of austerity and in prayer, and he learned to pray and work. One time was spending a lot of time in contemplation, and he wasn't at peace. And then his guardian angel appeared to him, and he taught him how to pray. And then he would weave baskets, and then he would go back to prayer and do some other kind of work. And he learned from his guardian angel that that's what he should do. And then he learned to be at peace, to pray and work, not just to pray. And he also had a vision of the world being covered with demons and snares everywhere, and he was really distressed at this, and he said, "How could anybody avoid these snares and lose their soul?" And then he heard a voice from heaven said, "Humility." And he suffered many temptations from the devil, many assaults on the devil, especially in the beginning, when he was beginning his holy life, and the devil perhaps had presumption that he was going to be a great enemy of his, and so the devil attacked him and beat him on many occasions and sent many, many temptations to him. And one time he was beaten to the point of death and was found in the cave lying on the ground, almost dead by his friend. And he cried out to God, "Why, where were you during my beatings?" And God said, "I was here, right by your side, here witnessing your combat. But from now on, I will protect you, and I will make your name great throughout the world." And he became great because St. Athanasius, the bishop, went and visited him and saw his holy life and spent a lot of time with him, and then wrote his book on the life of St. Athanasius and brought that, and it became very popular, and so people would go and visit St. Anthony in the desert, and many people wanted to follow his example, and so there were hundreds of monks that followed his example. And after the 20 years of time he spent up on the mountain, he was begged by these men to teach them how to live a monastic life and a life of holiness. And so he came down and founded at least two monasteries and taught the monks how to live a life of contemplation and prayer and work and mortification. And so he did that at the age of 54. But he persevered in this monastic life, a life of seclusion and silence and prayer, all the way till the age of 105 years old. Persevered in that and left the example to all ages of this life of contemplation and solitude and silence. And this is what we can come away with, still the importance of solitude and silence and prayer and being alone with God is something we can practice in every age and every place, even in our time of noise and television, computers, and all kinds of activity and entertainments everywhere. We can still get away, spend time in contemplation, in silence, which means we need to be alone at times, alone with God, in silence, in prayer, and in church especially, in times of adoration, in our room, in quiet places, and to value silence and contemplation ourselves.